Our first feature today is about how a Thatcher's journey of discovery began in the Waveney Valley, and is being read by Penelope Gregan.
An office job was never going to suit Tom Allen. Though a London publishing house was the obvious route with an English degree, he knew very quickly that he wanted to be outdoors, working with his hands. So, aged 27, he threw it all in and moved home to the Scottish borders, where he took up hedge planting and then an unpaid internship at conservation with the National Trust in Devon. It was here that someone suggested he take an apprenticeship in thatching. He almost turned them down. "It wasn't something I'd ever considered," he says. "I had barely given a second glance to the thatched roofs I passed every day in Devon." He found, though, that compared to all the CVs and performance plans of his desk job, this skill somehow made sense. So ever since that day in 2012, and after serving a 5-year apprenticeship, he's to be found on rooftops in sun or rain, stripping off the old reed, laying on the fresh, repairing any decay, tapping in hazel spears and batting the reed tight. The materials we're using are shaped by the environment and the elements. The wheat must be tall and golden and waxy one year, and then the next it could be stunted and grey. That's the direct effect of the weather, and I love all that. "I think you need a certain eye for it," he says, "of the trade. You need to be able to see when the thatch is sitting in the right place, see the lines of the roof and so on, because you can't get your measuring tape out most of the time, and a lot has to come from the eye and having a steady hand. In order to persist, you have to enjoy it. You have to love the craft, love working with the materials and working on old buildings. There needs to be something that keeps you there." For Tom, pursuing this ancient craft with the natural materials, its own language and tools, means he has become part of a cycle that goes on forever, he says, or at least for as long as there are thatched roofs and hands there to thatch them. There are believed to be 60,000 thatched buildings in Britain currently, though only 300 in Scotland, and this number has remained constant since the end of the Second World War. A thatched roof can last up to 100 years, depending on where it is located, though most require the ridge of the roof to be replaced or repaired every 20 years or so. "There are enough thatchers to carry out this maintenance," Tom says, "though most of those working today are aged over 50. We need to try harder to encourage young people to come into the craft." Social media has certainly helped raise awareness to a broader audience, and it was browsing Instagram during his lunch breaks that led Tom to see the scope of the trade he had entered. You can be flicking through and see the work of thatchers in Germany, the Netherlands, Japan, and one English guy works in the US. He decided he wanted to meet other thatchers in this country and beyond to find out about the materials and methods they each use, and his book, On the Roof, A Thatcher's Journey, was the result. When you're working, you're staring down at the roof and you're very focused on a single process. But it was lifting my eyes, realising that there was a lot more to the craft than I'd thought, that sparked my curiosity to find out more. He travelled to Scotland, Denmark, the Netherlands, the Danube Delta and Japan, meeting the son of a lobster fisherman who thatches with dune grass in the Hebrides, and a Syrian refugee who had found a new life as a seagrass thatcher on a Danish island. In Japan, there were many women working as thatchers. There are very few in Britain. And where using traditional techniques was an extraordinary attention to detail, the roofs are very expensive. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, thatching has become a modern building trade like any other. They've made it very efficient. They have no problem with using imported water reed and using modern technology to make the whole process quicker and faster. They're building 2,000 new thatched houses every year. But Tom started his journey in Norfolk. "Thatching here has such a good reputation," he says. "There's a healthy, active thatching association, and Norfolk water reed is famous, so it made sense to come here." He'd seen Nick Walker, who's based in the Waveney Valley, on Instagram and asked to spend some time working with him. His approach is very traditionalist. He uses Norfolk or Suffolk reed and makes some of his tools himself. Nick also enjoys thatching as a lifestyle rather than being solely business-focused. And that approach appealed to me, says Tom, to see what that was like up close. Thatching is distinct in each different region, and in East Anglia the roofs are steeper. There is also a particular decorative approach to the ridges with scallops and triangles cut into the thick capping of the wheat. And the area is unusual in having so many thatched churches. We don't have any in Devon at all, says Tom. It's incredible to have a building like that with a thatched roof. What's special too is that thatchers in East Anglia can source materials directly from the natural landscape. It's incredible that thatchers here are still able to go to the reed bed, see the reed they're going to use, know the person who cuts it, and the next summer they're putting it on a roof a few miles down the road. That situation isn't the case in Devon or elsewhere. I think we should fight really hard to try and keep that. If we stop cutting the reed in Norfolk, then more is going to come from China or Turkey. Nevertheless, there is a conflict between environmental concerns and the needs of thatchers. The wildlife charities usually want the reed beds to be left longer in between cutting cycles. They want the reed to be cut every 5 to 7 years, or even 7 to 10 years, whereas for thatching, it needs to be cut every 1 or 2 years. If you leave it for 7 years, it's full of reed of different ages and weeds. Thatchers hope that cutting reed might be recognised as being part of the landscape too. On my journey, I found that roofing with plants can remind us of the power of cooperation, of our fundamental capacity to provide for ourselves with nothing but our hands. The story of thatching is a story of our relationship with the land and how we have used it, and it is a way of cheating time. Its rhythms force us to slow down just for a while.